I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Hello, ladies. Welcome to Ragtime number 16, or cycle number 4, depending on your monthly schedule.
Yeah, and I think I'd like to call this episode 100 Days. Let's Get Heather Angry.
I don't think it's going to take you much.
No.
Not. So no. Prepare, ladies, to just sit back. I hope you're already completely intoxicated, because you're going to get ridiculously angry.
So, like, yeah,
you're gonna see red.
Well, I think this needs to be spread about. I mean, I know we probably only get like 300 downloads, but those 300 people need to know.
They do.
The bullet points of this report that was put out about how horrible everyone that is around Trump and himself are at being president, and how he is somehow still president. Not quite sure. Like, as I read the article, each thing just made me angrier and like wondering why no one is doing anything.
I don't get it. Why, like, he should be impeached already.
Yeah.
For, I'm sure, I don't want to bring up any of the bullet points yet.
Yeah.
But he should technically really be impeached. Definitely because of what, Article 14 in the Constitution?
Emolument?
Yeah. Clause? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
But just want to let you guys know that we're recording this on Monday, May 1st. And what came out today was that Trump doesn't know why the Civil War happened.
Yeah, he was questioning it. He's like,
and what?
If Andrew Jackson was president then, it wouldn't have happened. He would have figured it out. The whole, he would have came up with a slavery compromise, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why, so basically Andrew Jackson and Frederick Douglass are all hanging out.
The one good news that came out, and I think maybe Trump just says stupid things so other things go under the rug, was there's proof that Pence was part of the Michael Flynn vetting process, so he knew the stuff that he said he didn't know that made Mike Flynn leave his position.
Really?
Yes.
So going back to why isn't he out yet, I think people are trying to get, like, a, you know, open and shut case. Like,
maybe.
Sealed tight.
Or because who has to investigate it is Congress, and people are calling for an independent investigation. That hasn't happened
yet. So maybe in 2 years we'll have it. But, yeah. You know, I think they're trying to get all of them out. Like, so if Pence is tied to it,
yeah,
that would be awesome. You get rid of it. But then it'll be Paul Ryan.
Oh, maybe he did something too.
Oh.
You can only hope.
Yeah, he's just alive. That's what he did.
But he has beautiful eyes. I think that's how he gets rid of stuff.
No, no. Do not get hypnotized by stupid, husky, gorgeous blue eyes. No. Stupid Paul Ryan.
So basically this report, report you can find at stateoftheswamp.com.
Yep.
And there is so much shit in it that is, you know, just against ethical violations, possible criminal violations. It's just amazing to me. And not just Trump, his family, his executive staff, his cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the very first thing is that every president since Richard Nixon has released his income tax returns to the public.
Every one.
Every one. It's not, and of course, since it's not... it's not mandatory, he's not going to do it.
What is he so afraid of? Oh, we're going to see all your business ties to Russia? Oh, okay. So you'll get impeached.
There's
then?
Obviously probably something not. Because, like, if he wanted to dispel all the shit that's going down, he would just release it.
Right.
And it would be over.
Exactly. That pisses me off so much. And that we tried to go to a tax rally, but we ended up not going for health reasons. But, you know, we were there in spirit. So, and again, we're not going to be bitching about our own everyday lives because I think Trump has invaded our everyday life.
Yeah, I think
so
this is a special episode. You have to recap the 100 days.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, every president since the passage of the 1978 Ethics in Government Act has placed his assets in a blind trust.
Yeah, and he says that he has done that.
No.
But it's a lie.
His sons are in charge. And they said that Eric Trump plans to give his father quarterly reports on the account's profitability, and he also has the ability to withdraw money from it whenever he wants.
Yep.
So he still has ties to all the funds.
Yep.
And he's still getting reports on it. So it's in no way even what he originally said.
Yeah, but continuing on with that, because I'm sure your next point is going to address, he's making money hand over foot.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of that. Because it says repeatedly since his election, he has openly promoted his businesses or partners. These actions are at best irrelevant distractions from his official responsibilities and at worst violations of the responsibilities.
I mean, Melania is staying in New York.
Yes.
Secret Service rents out two floors in Trump Tower.
Yep.
Costing us how many millions of dollars? Nicole has three pages of just bullet points printed out. We're not going to go through
it. Oh, okay. So, yeah, his conflicts enable him to use his office for personal profit.
Right.
Because, like, his decision-making could affect how his business, how much money he makes.
Yep.
Just, he spent millions of his donors' dollars on his own businesses.
That's illegal. That is a criminal offense. You can't do that.
Yeah, he paid to fly in a Trump plane. He rented Mar-a-Lago Club for events. He rents office space in Trump Tower. And now, the Secret Service requires two floors to house the detail, which is $3 million per year.
Yep.
And in his promotional materials of the Trump building, he touts that the Secret Service protection is one of the amenities.
Yes.
He has frequent weekend trips to his own golf cart courses, which have earned already $35,000 from golf cart rentals for the Secret Service.
Uh-huh.
And his membership fee has doubled to $200,000 since the election. So just that, like, all those things have...
How is he still fucking president? It's amazing. I guess the whole thing that really pisses me off is that you take a diehard Trump supporter, people that are like, just give him a chance, and you actually are, you know, level-headed and calm, and you read all this, and you say you're okay with him using your money to, you know, rent out, you know, two floors in Trump Tower when his wife should be in the White House.
If you're a supporter, just replace Trump with Clinton and then tell me how you'd feel about it.
Exactly right.
They were just freaking out about her fucking charity.
Emails. Right.
An email.
Oh, yeah. What, the pay to play? And they're all like, you know, pay to play. Yeah. Go on.
So talking about his business, he originally pledged that he was going to do no new foreign business deals while in office, which sort of is true, except they said that new deal is very ambiguous. He's considering anything that was preliminary or exploratory an old deal. So if it was something in the works but nothing ever was, like, sold or started to be built, he still considers it an old deal, as long as there was a discussion about it prior to him being president.
So something that was, you know, hotels being built, you know, in those Muslim countries that weren't banned?
Even if nothing has broken ground, just because he had a meeting about it or whatever, is considered old.
Old, even though there are... continuing going forward with those plans.
And even though certain deals have seemed to suddenly have gone forward that seemed dead in the water before his presidency.
Right. And let's not forget about Ivanka getting her trademarks in China. Let's not forget that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That actually is a big thing. They're saying that that is proof that his business empire has already inserted itself into foreign policy. Because when he spoke to the president of Taiwan and said that he was breaking the One China policy.
Right.
China got all up in arms. And then he was just like, oh, no, I'm going back on that. And then all of a sudden when he went back on that deal, all those trademarks went through.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Because they probably said, like, hey, don't fucking do that and we'll pass all these trademarks.
Right. But, I mean, going back to speaking about China and all that bullshit... What was it, a couple of weeks ago with the whole thing that was happening in Syria?
Okay.
Right? And I think, what was her name? Maria Bartiromo.
Okay.
Interviewed him for Fox Business.
Okay.
And you've seen it.
Oh, the cake?
Yes! He is going off for like a minute about this luscious chocolate cake. At his club. And then he's like, yeah, when we bombed Iraq. And she's like, you mean Syria?
Yeah. Because he's slowly turning into... He has dementia or something.
Like, dude! But yet, you are so... You're like... It's like, he's a reality star, you know? Like, and he's basically just painting a picture of the Trump reality. It's like, yeah, we were sitting down. He's, like, describing such, like, a gorgeous scenario. And we shot bombs and we killed a ton of people.
Yeah.
I just blew up, a city. But I had the best chocolate cake.
I know.
What? Like, do you not think about... No, I already know the answer to this. Like, you don't think about the lives you're affecting with what you're doing. Like, you don't give a shit about anything. And all, like, the lies that you tweet and or say that you... Because you think it's your truth, even though the whole wiretapping thing...
That's still going on. He just left an interview because somebody brought it up again.
What? It's just like, dude, if you brought it up and there is so much actual fact that it did not happen.
It did not happen, yeah.
Did not happen, but yet in his warped reality, it did. And maybe it does. Maybe him having dementia is kind of like a proof of that. But it's like, dude, you tweeting about shit that and you're blaming Obama for and or Clinton and or whomever, like the Democrats, your diehard fans, like, just... jump on that.
I know.
And they eat it up. They're like, yeah, it was Obama. Yeah. Like, no. These people, this is like, he is a danger to our democratic society.
Yeah. He is. And like his businesses, did you know that his business has ties to 25 countries? His business? That's how many different countries.
Like hotels and golf courses and all this stuff. I mean, how fucking stupid is he? Speaking of golf courses, you remember how he wanted to not have the windmills put up in Scotland because it was going to deter from the view of his golf course?
Yeah, that was part of his... He actually said something to the British politician Nigel Farage about it, that they should probably do away with that offshore wind farm.
Right, because,
after he was elected, he said something to him about
it. Yeah, because, climate change isn't a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's marring his view.
How about I throw you in one of those windmills?
But the presence in different countries has caused conflict because they said before the election, the Philippines appointed the man who's in charge of the company that built his Manila Trump Tower as a special envoy to the United States for trade, investment, and economic affairs. And then a Trump business associate and founding member of the Mar-a-Lago Club was chosen as ambassador to the Dominican Republic.
I can't. I mean...
And then even projects that failed, it's bad, too, because he exited a Rio project in Brazil after a criminal investigation for investment fraud, and that one in Azerbaijan is associated with the Iran Revolutionary Guard.
Oh, yeah.
That's one his daughter was involved in.
Oh!
And those are bad hombres.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but he is a fantastic businessman!
Yeah.
Fantastic! Look what he's done! Every business that he has gone into is bankrupt and or corrupt.
And, like, everything he does is so obvious. Like, the travel ban. People are like, what's up with that? Like, they didn't even choose countries that had the highest instances of terrorism. But they left out all the ones he has businesses in.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. You know, you gotta maintain the Trump brand.
I mean,
God, I really do hope that he gets impeached and his Trump brand goes down the shitter so fucking fast.
Yeah.
And that him and his little pieces of shit kids
just
have to end up begging on the street in New York. I mean, what was it, Earth Day? And, Don Jr. was shooting prairie dogs?
What the fuck
is wrong with you?
Why would you shoot those?
What? Like, look at my big dick.
Yeah.
Dude,
he's always killing things.
I don't understand the mentality of hunting. I guess I really don't, because I'm not a hunter.
Well, if you're gonna eat it, I understand it. Like if you're
to survive, deer. If
you're indigenous people of Alaska, and that's the only way you live,
right? Or like you have an overpopulation of deer, and they'll let you go hunting,
then you're gonna
and
make
then
a
like
burger out of it, yeah,
or jerky or whatever.
But what are you making out of a prairie dog?
Nothing.
Sadness.
And they're on the endangered species list.
They're so cute, too.
They are. They're adorable.
Wow.
He makes me so mad. Ugh. Fucking family.
So, obviously, Russia. That's a big
oh,
one.
Oh, God.
Like, there's so much about that. Like, you can't even get into it. But like,
I will say this. Like, not... I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry. But, I mean,
really
Rachel...
Worse.
I know. Rachel Maddow has, like, dug down deep into the whole, like, Russian ties and all this stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's quite amazing.
She needs to calm down about the taxes because she really upset me.
No, I think she upset the world.
Yes, you're not going to find anything that's like, oh!
No, exactly. But a whole fucking hour, like, that's another thing that pissed us off. Like, we love Rachel Maddow.
Forget
but
her,
really,
Rachel!
It's like, okay, you tweeted about it.
Yeah.
Everybody, I think I creamed my pants a little bit. Like, this is going to be awesome. And then all of a sudden,
I did.
I
got very excited.
It was like 2 pages of just bullshit.
I'm like, this is the end of his presidency. I'm like, she's got 2 pages?
From a 2005!
I can't even tell 2 pages of my taxes what I did.
No! And it's like, it didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, you know, he probably leaked it himself. You don't know shit, sir. Get out of here.
So, you know the hotel he owns in Washington that has the old post office building?
Yeah, when we marched by it and the women's march, we gave the finger. Yeah.
So, it's under a lease from the General Services Administration, and that prohibits any elected official from being part of the lease or deriving any benefit from it.
Okay, so how to get out of this one?
So, he's basically the tenant and the landlord.
But he's not supposed to make any money
exactly.
from it.
Exactly. And nothing's been done. He has $250 million currently out in loans.
Yeah.
From foreign banks. His largest creditor is Deutsche Bank.
Yep.
And at the time of the election, they were negotiating a multi-million-dollar settlement with the Justice Department over its activities leading to the 2008 financial crisis. But now, Jeff Sessions is in charge, who was hired by Trump, so he has the potential to punish or reward his own creditors in future cases.
Also, Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche. Fast the Deutsche? On the left-hand side?
I've drank too much. I'm so angry. I can't even speak anymore.
Okay, so Deutsche Bank, what about it?
Deutsche Bank, again, the whole Russian ties.
Uh-huh.
Like, there are Russian ties into that bank.
Oh, sure.
That bank funnels money.
Mm-hmm.
Money laundering into that bank, and then there's a bank in some like little country, I think in Africa somewhere.
Okay.
And it's all tied together.
Yeah.
I mean, it is all tied together, and basically, how convenient for Trump
mm-hmm.
to owe Deutsche Bank, right?
Yeah.
And thanks to Putin, who pretty much has a hand in that one, hence why he is Putin's puppet.
Exactly.
Ergo.
He also appoints members of the National Labor Relations Board that resolves such matters as, let's say, the cases of the culinary workers brought against Trump hotels. So if he has any future cases like that where employees are bitching, he can squash it.
Oh, let's not forget the fact that over this weekend, he's looking to change the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libel laws. Because he's so thin fucking skinned, can't handle any criticism that he wants to go after the press.
So
here's the thing. Guess what? You go ahead and you're a bully on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're going to go after you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I say we sue your ass and bankrupt you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, here's what you brought up, the emolument clause, that his conflicts may be unconstitutional. So the emolument clause is a article in the Constitution that says, apart from salary, the president shall not receive within that period any other emolument from the United States. An emolument is a payment, a profit, or advantage.
Well, he's already getting 39...
Yeah, so anything that the government is paying to his businesses is violating that.
Yep. I mean...
And then there's a foreign emoluments clause as well, which he is also...
Oh, right.
Because he's having... people, he's actively courting foreign diplomats, they're staying at his hotels.
Yep.
So that's even worse.
I forget who was it that he was originally supposed to be in the Four Seasons, and he's just like, well, it's bad form if I don't stay at
exactly.
the president's.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, are you fucking serious? Well, it goes against the Constitution. You are breaking the law. But yet, you know, I swear, the Republicans, you know, spout the Constitution this, Constitution that, blah, blah, blah. But yet they easily turned a blind eye to when their man is breaking all these rules.
And I know,
you said
it's
it
amazing.
Earlier. You substitute Clinton for Trump, up in arms.
She'd be burned alive like a witch in Salem.
And I said that she would also be carted off into the town square for a stoning.
Yeah. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Exactly. It's like, oh my God, these people are so fucking ridiculous.
All right, let's get to his family.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. Which one?
So, as children of the president, both his sons are entitled to Secret Service protection.
Ugh.
So that means anytime they take a business trip, we're footing the bill to promote his own business.
Making money.
What's worse is Ivanka and Jared are White House employees, so unlike the president, other federal officials and employees are subject to criminal liability for financial conflicts of interest. They stepped down from their leadership positions like Trump did, but they still retained ownership.
But they're not making any money in their White
House
positions.
They are, because they're owning it. They're owning their businesses.
No, they're not taking a salary while working in the White House.
Doesn't matter.
You know, Ellen, I don't know why I get sucked into the Twitter trolls.
Okay.
But some guy was just like, you know, well, he's donating his salary to the parks.
Yet to prove him donating anything to anyone.
Like, dude, shut the fuck up.
He hasn't donated anything yet.
No.
He just said he was going to. He has yet to do it.
He's not going to donate shit. We all know this. He's going to he's gonna make out, like, a fortune as president. And he's probably going to... He's hoping to make it last for 8 years. And I'm telling you right now, I really think he's on his way to trying to become a dictator so he can go past the 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
I keep saying it to Pauline. I'm like, he is slowly trying to figure out a way to become a dictator.
I don't see why it would. It doesn't surprise me.
So, mark my words, everybody.
Let me just barrel through this executive staff. You ready for this? Okay. This is executive staff. George David Banks is a special assistant to the president for international energy and the environment. What was he before? A lobbyist for natural gas and executive vice president for a trade association that lobbied against carbon pollution. Jeffrey Burr, special assistant at the Labor Department. Previously, lobbied on overtime and wage regulations for associated builders and contractors. Michael Catanzaro is a special assistant for domestic energy and environmental policy. He was a lobbyist for American fuel and petrochemical manufacturers. Sharia Knight, special assistant for tax and retirement policy, formerly lobbied against the fiduciary rule for retirement accounts for Fidelity. Grace Coe, special assistant for technology, telecom, and cybersecurity policy, worked in the lobbying offices of Cox Enterprises while it opposed net neutrality. Lance Leggett, chief of staff of the Department of Health and Human Services, lobbied for 10 different healthcare companies. Last one, Chad Wolf, who previously lobbied the transportation security information, is now the TSA chief of staff. So it's like whoever was fighting the department previously is now in charge of it.
But going back to the Fidelity, so that woman who basically is fighting her retirement, I read a really scary article in the Washington Post. No, which is the good one? The Wall Street Journal? No, Washington Post. No, because like you have the New York Times, which I just totally dumped. That could be a whole other issue. I think it's like the Wall Street Journal is either the conservative one, then you have the Washington Post.
I have no idea.
It's the Washington Post. But anyway, basically, this administration is at war on our retirement. They want to tax more of our 401k. So as of right now, whatever you, you know, contribute to your 401k, it's pre-tax dollars.
Okay.
And then when you start to take it out, that's when you get taxed. Well, they want you to contribute to it after taxes, so they want to take a higher percentage of your, you know, more money out of your paycheck from taxes. And then when you go ahead and take out your money when you're 65 or whatever, they want to tax you again.
Oh, great. But his tax codes were just to help us, right?
Right?
Not the 1%?
No! Right! We're all going to be in three brackets.
That's next, Heather. You ready?
Yes!
The cabinet.
Oh,
you had some good ones on there, like our friend Miss Betsy DeVos.
Oh, yes. Oh. I will see her next Tuesday.
Now, my wife is from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and that is Betsy DeVos country.
Oh, I did not realize that who she married into, I guess, like, the two families, basically, that joined together to...
And what her family's from is that Blackwater, that fucking militia for hire.
No, she married into that family.
No, that's her brother.
Oh, that's her Oh, she's a prince. She's a prince and married into the Amway family.
Yes.
The princes are fucked up.
They're
And they are, like, Bible thumping.
Oh, yeah.
Christian. Well, where like,
that whole area she's from is like that.
But I mean, like.
Like, there's more Christian bookstores than Starbucks.
I mean, they really would like to see the country be. I feel like, I don't know, back in the Mormon country slash, like, Amish country, like, women have no life. We are just there to serve the men.
Yeah.
And that is it. And follow the Bible.
Well, she did not disclose all of her assets.
Shocker!
And guess what one of them is has a stake in? Sexton Education, operator of chain for profit colleges. So, that's, you know.
Oh, and did you also know that they want to get rid of sex education?
Oh, I'm not surprised by that. There, when Sarah was in high school, there was a big protest about covering up the Victoria's Secret mannequins in the mall.
Are you kidding me?
They had to change into, like, that kind where you get, it just looks like nothing. It's just a form, like a sewing form.
Oh, so it had no head?
And no shape. It's just a sewing form.
Yeah, but I think sewing forms kind of have, like, an hourglass type.
But it
figure.
Doesn't have molded breasts and
I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, enough where the bra can sit on it, but it's not, even provocative.
And, man, I do not want to go to Michigan. Jesus. One state I'm going to avoid.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you guys...
We'll just avoid that part.
Well, when do you guys go there? And do you guys go out? And when do you go out, like, do you hold hands or anything?
It's not as bad as it was when we were in college, I'd say. No, but we don't. No, I don't think we go over the top when we're there.
But, I mean, like, do you guys hold hands when you're out and about anyway?
No.
You really don't. You're not...
I'm not a very touchy-feely person, so it's...
This is how Nicole wished her wife a happy birthday. Happy birthday, you piece of shit.
I did. I called her an old piece of shit.
Yeah, you did.
And then today she thanked everybody for the birthday wishes, and I just went and commented, wrote 37.
You're an asshole.
I know.
But she married you because she loves you.
Yep, twice.
So I guess, like, you guys really aren't overly affectionate. Like, pulling them when we're out, like, we'll hold hands.
Yeah, because you're a bag of fags. No, we don't do that. Okay. So, Michael Flynn, our buddy.
Oh, yeah.
The former National Security Advisor.
24 days!
24 days, because he liked to talk to Sergey Kislyak. After his resignation, he disclosed that he had been paid more than $500,000 to lobby on behalf of a Turkish company. And now we all know that it seems like everyone knew that and vetted him and still allowed him to be in it. And then now still nothing is being done.
Like, did they think that no one would find out? Like, did they really think the American people are that stupid?
John F. Kelly, Secretary of Homeland Security, failed to disclose several positions with outside organizations on his legally required ethics forms. Steve Mnuchin.
Oh, I hate this guy so much.
Anytime he talks, I'm gonna punch him in his
face. Oh, my God, I do.
He's such a punchable face. And that AIDS drug guy should just be punched together.
I feel like Steve Mnuchin looks like he looks like the turd emoji, but the turd emoji is even, like, it's cuter than maybe just, like, like, I can't.
Well, as we know, because I went and saw it, the Batman, Lego Batman
movie. I know! You were so upset about
that. Yeah, he's, you know, a producer on that.
I know.
So, he may have deliberately violated federal ethics laws by promoting it, while acknowledging he was prohibited to promote it. In the same sentence.
Oh, my God. Oh, but you know, but Hillary was in the pockets of Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
Hillary was in the pockets!
And that's where Steve Mnuchin's from.
Oh, Jesus.
Former Rep. Tom Price, Secretary of Health and Human Services, repeatedly misstated or failed to mention the timing of some of his stock purchases and traded healthcare stocks with enough frequency to become subject to ethics probes by federal securities regulators and the House Ethics Committee.
But yet he's still there!
And Jeff Sessions, once again, we love that Russian ambassador.
Dude, he is an angry, what did I call him, an angry hobbit. He looks like an angry hobbit.
He does.
Yep. Go ahead.
And this is the only thing in the article that made me feel better.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
The Office of Government Ethics, which routinely fields emails, phone calls, and letters from concerned citizens, received 733 public contacts between October 2008 and March 2009 as the Obama administration was taking shape. In the same period for Trump, they received 39,105 contacts, an increase of 5,235%. Does that show you something? That your constituents are not fucking happy and that they... Like, how can all these things that I had to print out in four sheets, and I wrote it in bullet points.
Yes.
The actual article, I think, is 22 pages of violations.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Here's the thing. Like, if I was a Republican in Congress or the Senate, and I wasn't doing what, you know, my constituents clearly are saying, because you are an employee of us.
Yes, so is the president.
I would be so, and if I wanted to keep my job, bet your ass I would be flipping.
Yeah.
I would be going against this administration, citing that this is wrong. Like, it's, you need to be for the American people.
Well, I bet this will be the first time most people say this. I can't wait for the midterm elections. Oh, man, I'm going to be in there hitting buttons.
That's right. I cannot wait. I'm going to go ahead and leave my pussy juices everywhere. But, like, I was here.
I'm going to walk the streets.
Oh, I'm going to be
soliciting.
I'm going to be so proud to wear that I voted sticker on the midterm elections.
Heather's Woo. So committed that she told me that she would suck a dick to turn someone's vote.
Well, no.
I believe that's what you said yesterday.
Are you sure you were talking to the right one, right, Heather? Because, no.
Yeah. I was like a small boy. It was you.
Like a small boy. Oh, my God. But I would just say this. Denise, thank God you're in London.
No, I mean, she's...
But I know you have Brexit. And
she's
I don't
shitty
even know,
there, too.
I don't know how bad it is over there, but Jesus, like, every fucking day... I mean, is every fucking day over in London going, oh, for fuck's sake!
I don't know. I don't get news alerts about London.
I don't either, but, I mean, Denise, maybe you can clear it up for us. I don't know, but I swear to God, I haven't... It's been 100 days, and I've had anxiety for 100 days. Oh, my favorite... What was it, on Thursday, Reuters posted an article with Trump that said he missed his previous life?
Yeah, it's like, go back then, motherfucker.
Right, and I love some of the comments, and one woman was like, yes, I miss my previous anxiety-less life as well. Please, leave. She's like, I miss my Facebook feed of full of cute dogs
and cats.
Now it's all full of, like, Armageddon.
Yeah.
It's like, please.
Yeah.
So I don't know how bad it is over in London, but Jesus Christ. I just like, I thought, I swear to God, today, I thought I was going to make it through. But then he decided to, because of the whole environmental bullshit, it's like, Trump's executive order may open up California's giant Sequoia National Monument to development. Those beautiful goddamn trees.
Yeah, he's like all about like going back through the monuments and saying, ah, there's too many of them. He's saying that the federal government used it as a way to like steal land from the people and the states.
Right, and he's like, you develop it. Like, are you fucking serious? And then the whole Civil
How
War...
How do we focus on taking down the, you know, statues of the slave owners? Let's focus on that. Take
please.
Those down.
Oh, but apparently Alabama doesn't want to go ahead and do that. They think it's unconstitutional because they're historical. Yeah, so let's not take down the Confederate flag.
Yeah, that's a good history to celebrate.
Because, you know, the Confederate flag did not really mean racism. Maybe it didn't, but
just,
it does.
Let's just celebrate every horrible thing we've done. Let's have, like,
let's do it.
Let's have a massacre of Native American statue somewhere.
Yes, I think we should.
We're celebrating it.
Yes, no, exactly.
It's not in remembrance. Let's have a...
Took your land because you were stupid.
Yeah.
And just, we were assholes.
It's just a white man throwing smallpox blankets. That's what the fucking statue is. Let's do that.
Yes.
Let's have a statue where we sent Jews back to the Holocaust. Just
love
a
it.
Nice boat sending it, like, just a whole bunch of Americans going, hey, get back!
And how about a monkey jerking off spewing AIDS?
That's not really something
I know that
we did.
I know. What's a government conspiracy that apparently they gave us AIDS? But it was the monkeys.
Yeah,
let's just do that.
Let's have an internment camp.
Let's do it.
Let's have a internment camp fun park. Let's do that because we love that.
Wait, can you imagine? Like, you have gas chambers.
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
It's part of history. We have to celebrate.
Yeah, And you have like the whipping post.
Oh. It's fucking stupid.
I can't. It is so
stupid. I don't
stupid.
Understand I the whole Southern heritage. It's like, I'd be fucking embarrassed if my family fought in the Civil War to keep slaves.
And still held on to that tradition.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm out.
And reenacted it.
Oh, yeah.
Go
but,
fuck yourself.
Right.
Ugh.
You know, I used to like the movie Sweet Home Alabama, but then when they had to redo the reenactments, I'm like,
oh. I hate Reese Witherspoon.
On that note, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope your blood isn't as boiling as ours, but, you know, tune in next month, and maybe we'll have some personal hatred that's happened in our lives. Peace.